This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Ukrainian farmer Case Huzinga and Kansas State University professor Antonia Peryaka, who fled from the Ukraine with their children earlier this year, say the morale of the Ukrainian people remains high. Huzinga told farm broadcasters during the recent National Association of Farm Broadcasting meeting in Kansas City, his people remain strong.
Every bomb dropping on Ukraine, the morale of the people and of Ukrainian people gets better. And I think everybody in Ukraine deserves the support of the free world.
Huzinga says there are many stories of refugees that he's helped over the years.
I've had many refugees through our farms, and as an example, there was also a couple with two little kids of 6 years old. They originally from Kazakhstan. They moved to Ukraine 10 years ago, and he said he really experienced the freedom in Ukraine. He said, I can swear and shout at the president here in Ukraine, and in Kazakhstan I would have ended up in jail for 3 years.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The Kentucky Corn, Soybean, and Small Grain Growers Associations will be hosting the Kentucky Commodity Conference, sponsored by Hopkinsville Elevator and its family of farmer service companies in Bowling Green on January 19th. It's an all-day event with agronomy speakers, marketing speakers, and a forum for the Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture race. The keynote speaker will be acclaimed global futurist Jack Aldrich. Participation is free, but pre-registration is required. Learn more and sign up at kycommodityconference.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Antonia Peryaka, whose husband is still in the Ukraine helping refugees, says there's a spirit of bravery among the farmers in her home country.
Our farmers are really, really brave. And if you saw that photo that was around the internet with the tractor and tank on the back, so that is how it is. They are ready to fight.
Huzinga says there remains a clear message from those still fighting in the Ukraine.
Yeah, a friend of mine said we'd rather be a winter in the dark and in the cold than a lifelong under Russian occupation. So, and that's how it is.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.